This week's Cut Newsline is Four Cuts. All Cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So the industries filed a request for a full court review of the case and concurrently asked for a stay of the mandate. That stay was granted back in June, so the court's decision does not become effective until April 2011, and that's in order to give EPA time to develop some kind of permitting systems that would fit the scenario for pesticides.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
So right now the court has upheld its decision, but yet has delayed the effective date for it until April of 2011.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
EPA has identified 9 categories, and several of those will impact cotton production. For example, there is one category that will cover insecticides that are used in wide-area insect suppression programs, like the boll weevil eradication program, but other categories include herbicides that are used in lakes and ponds, herbicides that are used to control weeds in irrigation systems and other waterways, herbicides that are used to control weeds along ditch banks and agricultural drainage systems.
Cut 4, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Hopefully help them to develop something that will be the least burdensome to farmers and would minimize civil litigation.